It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
On this installment of Bucky's Legends, we focus in on some of the big-time goals that were scored in the Midwest Regional in 2009-2010. Tom Ceratori joins us when we return for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. We focused on the Midwest Regional several times this season. Today we take a broader look at both of those games. The win over Notre Dame and the win over Cornell, propelling BSU into the Frozen Four for the first time ever. Two goals in particular, Tom Ceratori won't soon forget.
I think a couple of things of significance in that regional too. Like the Notre Dame game, it was interesting. Again, we talk about psychologically where are things at. Well, we're up 3-0. We're up 3-0 after two, but at the end of the second period, Cody Bostock gets a penalty. And I'm going, oh boy. You know, now Notre Dame gets a power play. Notre Dame scored, it's 3-1. Whole new ball game. So you go into the locker room, obviously that's on the back of your mind right there. Well, what happens? Matt Reed gets free beginning of the third period and scores a big time slap shot, if you remember, coming down the right side, slap shot inside the far post right there to make it 4-0 Bemidji. So you have, again, psychologically, you're sitting there saying, gosh, this could be 3-1. I mean, if we don't kill this penalty off. And then once if they get 3-1, you know how the momentum's going to change. And Reeder gets that goal. And, again, you know what? As Coach Peter would say, you know what? Stick a fork in it. You know, we felt good there at 4-0. We really did. And then another big goal in that regional was Tyler Schofield's game-winning goal against Cornell. It's a 1-1 game. I'm going into the third, and Schofield gets the puck, and he's left-handed. It's a very similar goal to Reeder's. He's coming on the right side, if you remember, and Schofield is just flying. You can just see his jersey was flapping in the wind. And I can't remember who gave him the pass across ice right there. And he comes in and on the fly, same location, same spot that Reeder scored the night before, far side, and that ended up being the game-winning goal. And it's just interesting, again, those two goals right there really stand out for me in that regional, and they were scored, you know, in similar spots.
As the Midwest Regional progressed, no Beaver hockey fan could quite grasp exactly the magnitude of what was happening.
It was just a euphoric atmosphere, obviously, and we were just all on cloud nine. You were, obviously, the staff, the players, everybody, you know, just everybody. But, you know what, talking to Coach after that game, he goes, Tommy, it's the biggest win in the history of Beaver hockey. You know, and that kind of hit home when he said that. I mean, there's a guy who won 702 games at Bemidji State. That's the biggest, you know, win in Beaver hockey history, and it was a huge win. So that just, that's one thing I remember. That phone call from Coach right there was very special.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.